2023 Ryder Cup is well underway and already making quite an impression at the Marco Simone Golf and Country Club in Rome.
And in it goes. Oh, he's done it again. He has done it yet again. Can you believe it? And John Rahm has chipped in yet again.
It swings. It swings! And it's in! Oh, Victor!
In it goes. In it goes. And my goodness me, is Scotty Scheffler pumped up.
And he has it! And Justin Rose will hold the putt on 18-4-4 for us all-square match here at what? A game of golf between these two players.
Cheered on by a feverish crowd, Europe put themselves in a very promising position this morning. Then came an impressive fight back by the United States before some significant late twists in the tail. We'll review it all right here on the official Ryder Cup podcast brought to you by City. Hello there, I'm Marcus Buckland. Welcome to the Marco Simone Club, just outside Rome, where the sun has been ever-present once again. Hot temperatures and some red-hot action from the word go at the 44th Ryder Cup. The score at the end of day one is comprehensive. Europe have 6.5 points, the Americans 1.5. In the morning foursomes, the home team completed a clean sweep, the first time Europe has ever done that in the Ryder Cup. It also gave them the lead after the opening exchanges for the first time since 2006. At one point early in the afternoon, Luke Donald's men were up in all of the four balls as well. The Americans then crept back into contention prior to some spectacular drama and heroics from two or three Europeans late on. Sophie Walker and Richard Kaufman are here to reflect on the highs and lows expressed by both teams, for whom all 24 players contested at least one battle. Sophie, how would you sum all that up?
Well, it doesn't get any better for Team Europe. Victor Hovland started the day with a chip-in birdie on the first hole. And from then on, it was full steam ahead and blue on the board. First time they've been up in a morning session. The Americans rested their major champions, two current major champions in the PGA champion and the US Open champion, Brooks Koepka and Wyndham Clark. And it was just an onslaught from Team Europe, and America could do nothing about it.
Richard, there are a fair few things, but what in particular stood out for you?
Well, I just, to put some perspective into this at the end of the day is really hard, because I've been to many Ryder Cups since 1997, and I've never known a day like this. It was astonishing. From start to finish, Europe were relentless. And just to try and put it into perspective, this is the first time ever in a Ryder Cup between Europe and the USA where the USA haven't won a single match in the day. And this is a team that won 99 2 years ago. The transformation of Team Europe, when it was on display today, it was, I mean, it was astonishing is what it was. Where do we go from here?
Well, we'll get into the details of it all. It started with the foursomes. Now, the first time that's happened since 1993, it was Luke Donald's decision. And sure enough, his team did make the best possible start.
It swings! It swings! And it's in! Oh, Victor!
Yes. It's in for John Rahm!
Walks it in. Birdie two for Rory McIlroy. They go one up.
He curves it from left to right. And Max Homa punches the air.
And wow, split the hole in two by Sam Burns.
On six to get the adrenaline going. There's the star. There's the young star of European golf. And there is a first major contribution from Ludwig Aubert.
Does it go into the hole? Does it go into the hole? Oh!
What a wonderful golf shot there by Tommy Fleetwood. What a recovery. Rory McIlroy punches the air.
Tell you what, if this keeps up this way, Team USA might be doing a tour of the Coliseum Sunday.
And punches the air, then gives it another fist pump. The crowd are roaring. Sepp Straka is celebrating.
It is over. Hats have come off. The first point is secured for Europe in the 2023 Ryder Cup.
Out goes the hand. Hovland and Auber. Just spectacular. Sepp Straka and Shane Lowry hug on the 17th green. Roars around from the European supporters.
Boom. Back in the middle of the golf hole. And Tommy Fleetwood, Rory McIlroy win 2-1. Europe clean sweep the foursomes.
Absolute delight for Donald and his men. The US didn't lead once during the session. Overall, Europe won 22 holes compared to the Americans' 10. Match one, John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton coming out on top against Scottie Scheffler and Sam Burns, 4-3. They were four up by the 12th. They sustained that lead pretty comfortably until the end. And afterwards, John Rahm spoke about his partnership with Tyrrell.
I've had a good feeling about Tyrrell all along. Last year when we played together, it really, really felt good. And it was good to come out here and see him perform the way he did and play the way we did. You know, it's an incredible foursomes match. Played as confident as I think two people can play, and it was a beautiful morning.
Well, Sophie, so many Europeans wanted to see those players paired together. They certainly didn't let anybody down, did they?
Team Angry came out on top against Scottie Scheffler and his best friend Sam Burns. Now, there was question marks over Sam Burns. He was struggling this week, and it was like being at school. The bullies took the dinner money from those kids. They went out strong early on, like you said, and just never looked back.
Yeah, I mean, partnerships can evolve. You can be unsure whether they're going to work. You just look at those two names together, even before they walked out this morning, Richard, and certainly I had a feeling that they were capable of doing something special. And right from the word go, they did precisely that.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling was it's either going to be fantastic or it's going to be horrible. Luke Donald was hoping it was going to be the former, and it was. But Sophie's right to point out Scottie Scheffler, Sam Burns, the best of buddies. They weren't great together in the President's Cup, and now this result. I mean, it was quite a damning 4-3 victory for Team Europe there. And the questions that must be racing through the mind of Zach Johnson about what pairings to put out in the foursomes on Saturday morning. I mean, he must be having to refer to his assistant captains a lot, because, as we'll come to, I assume, over the next few minutes, this wasn't a one-off. This isn't the first of the matches we're covering where Team USA was outplayed.
Yeah, well, it didn't take very long for a lot of Americans to start pondering why Brooks Koepka wasn't playing in the morning, why Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas have been kept back as well. Captain Hindsight is a very easy person to be, of course. Match two, another 4-3 victory for Europe. This time, Victor Hovland and Ludvig Auber, a man who's yet to play a major, of course, Sophie, who's only been a professional for 3 months or so, but those two far too strong for Max Homer and Brian Harman.
Yeah, we sent the baby-faced assassins out against rookies in Max Homer and Brian Harman, but remember, we've got the Open champion there. Victor Hovland has been superb. He has led by example. Ludvig looked nervous at the beginning, which is totally understandable, but then he grew into the match. And once again, after they got through the first four holes, it was a dominating performance. And this team, those two, could be in many, many a Ryder Cups for Team Europe to come. It's exciting times. When we look back a couple of years ago, we spoke about the changing of the guard. Those two will be leading it.
Yeah, well, he's had a Cheshire cat grin on his face all day, Victor Hovland. And for the moment, he chipped in on the first green. I mean, he had every right to be super self-satisfied.
Yeah, but Sophie's right. I mean, I think in, let's say, 20 years' time, we'll look back and there won't be any surprise to see what Ludvig Auber and Victor Hovland have done here together. It's a fantastic performance from them. It was, I have to say, when I looked at the US pairings, the main questionable pairing for me, putting two rookies together in Max Homan and Brian Harman, given the quality that the USA left out. You left out Wyndham Clark, the US Open champion, as another name who was benched. The opening foursomes, as has proved to be, given the golf we've seen in the afternoon, it can set the tone for the Ryder Cup. And, well, this morning's play did set that tone.
Brian Harman was last to the first tee today. He was stuck on the putting green, missing 5 5-footers in a row. His caddy said to him, "Breathe, Brian. We need to go to the tee."
Yeah. Yes, it was a slightly different putting performance from Brian today as compared to what we saw in Hoylake just a couple of months ago. Match three. This was a 2-1 victory for Europe. Shane Lowry and Sepp Straka against Ricky Fowler and Colin Morikawa. Europe were 4 up by the ninth. The Americans did rally on the back nine. You saw this one up close and personal.
Yeah, Sophie and I were out together for this one, weren't we, Sophie? And Europe played solidly. They were very good, but they were helped out on occasions, weren't they?
Oh, boy, were they. The Americans were 4 over par through the front nine. I made out they missed 6 putts inside 12 feet. But Lowry and Straka, there was a bromance out there. There was a lot of love for each other. At times when we were commentating, we struggled to see the difference between them from afar. They teapot at the side of the greens. They're like symmetrical. The way they play the game is very similar. Sepp Straka, a brilliant performance for a rookie. And we should have seen it. They play the same golf ball. We talk about how we're going to match these pairings up. These two were good today.
What about that shot at nine from Sepp Straka? It looked like Europe were going to lose the hole there. Suddenly they're 4 up at the turn. He was in a thick, fluffy lie right of the green. Hardly any green to work with as well. Knocked it in tight. Made the birdie for the US, 3-putted, and suddenly it was 4 up at the turn.
So that was a 2-1 victory, and match four turned out to be a 2-1 victory for the Europeans as well. Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood against Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay. Europe were 2 up on the 11th. They retained that lead till the end. The USA did win 14 and 16 as they tried to fight back. They blinked on 15 in particular, and then on 17, McIlroy sent in a fantastic tee shot on that par 3 17th. We can hear from him now. He says that Luke Donald's gamble clearly paid off.
We switched the format this year to go foursomes first because statistically that's our better session. And all we've been talking about is getting off to fast starts, playing little 3-hole matches in practice. 3 holes, go again, 3 holes, go again. Something that the captain Luke's drilled into us, and we were ready to go from the first tee shot.
Yeah, well, you just can hear from his voice how pumped up he was. And it was a terrific tee shot on 17, but a wonderful team effort from those two. Just before we move on to the afternoon, and I don't want to be too harsh on Zach Johnson, because being a Ryder Cup captain is so difficult. And ultimately, it's in the hands of the players you pick. But with the benefit of a little bit of hindsight, Sophie, do you think he made some obvious errors in terms of his foursome pairings?
Well, he's got to have done if he's 4-0 down. Max Homer, Brian Harman, that was murmurs going round as we went to do the podcast last night. And I was thinking, well, where do you leave Jordan Spieth out and Justin Thomas? You'd have looked to have thrown them in. I know we've said, where's Brooks Koepka and where's Wyndham Clark? But look, none of us think particularly that they're foursomes pairings. It was that one for me. And the Scotty Scheffler and the Sam Burns, I know we said this a million times today, he's world number one. If he comes up to you and says, we're ready, we'll be fine, I'm sure he even said, put us out number one. You've got to trust your players in that respect. And it just didn't deliver out there.
So much talk about how the Americans have changed things behind the scenes. Everybody's talking to each other. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of harmony. That might not last too much longer.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Home victories are so common. It's 1993 since the US last won in Europe, and who's to say that the impossible from where we're sitting right now doesn't happen and they turn this one around? But there was a lot of complaints that the course set up at Le Golf National, it so much favoured Team Europe. Well, this course set up here, it wasn't. It was set up for the best golfers to reign supreme, and there's no doubt who came out on top on day one.
Well, we'll move on to the afternoon four balls shortly as the US look to start the fight back on this, the official Ryder Cup podcast brought to you by Citi. They're not authors, but they help you shape your financial story with global expertise and over 2 centuries of experience. Citi provides tools, insights and guidance that helps clients thrive. They're not just any bank. They are Citi. More at citi.com/wearecity. Zach Johnson's men under the cosh as the afternoon four balls swung into action.
Towards the hole! Oh my goodness me! That is magnificent. And as Alberto said to me walking down here, you watch Jordan Spieth, he can be dangerous from there, and he was.
And in it goes! Of course it goes in. This man can do no wrong. Nicola Højgaard from 12 feet.
Fitzpatrick sends his putt forward here and it tracks from right to left and in. It's Matt Fitzpatrick's day so far. This is quite extraordinary. He's rolled in another 12-footer.
In!
Wow!
Come on, Wyndham!
That was unexpected.
So birdie's posted. Team USA remains one up.
Europe need it to. They need it to. They need it to... Oh! Wow!
He got it. I mean, great performance for Justin Thomas today.
And the end result is that the United States have something on the board for the first time today.
And in it goes! In it goes! Can you believe it? John Rahm, number three in the world, has holed the most wonderful putt for eagle on the 18th. And Europe and the USA have tied this match.
It was all about that early in the round blitz, Patrick. They had no answer for him at all, and Europe win it here on 15.
Towards the hole, as it got there? And he has it! And Justin Rose has held the putt on 18, 4-4 for an all-square match here in this third match here of this afternoon four ball. What a game of golf between these two players.
Yeah, well, three of the matches halved in the end. Victor Hovland and Tyrrell Hatton went out first at 12:25 against Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. They couldn't be separated in the end. Likewise, John Rahm, we heard that eagle putt just a few moments ago alongside Nicolai Højgaard, who had a fantastic first day as a Ryder Cup player up against Scottie Scheffler and Brooks Koepka, honours even there. So too Bob McIntyre and Justin Rose and Max Homer and Wyndham Clark. That doesn't tell the whole tale. We will tell you shortly how that dramatic match finished. Rory McIlroy and Matt Fitzpatrick, who was electrifying, as you'll discover shortly. They were 5-3 winners against Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele. But back to that first match, Hovland came up with a wonder putt on 18. That put the pressure on Justin Thomas, who of course had a difficult year. Some were surprised that he was named in the American team, but he did his bit on that last hole. He was so relieved. The drama of the 18th today just kept on recurring, match after match after match, and that set the scene.
It did, and Victor Hovland's putt, it was an uphill, downhill, right to left to right putt that went in. And the Americans were two up through 13. They were plain sailing. Thomas and Spieth, they were fist pumping. It was all going well. And then Spieth lost his game entirely. And Justin Thomas had to manage the last five holes all alone. And that's when Europe came back at them and won 14 and 16. And JT, great, great save as such on the last to get a half, having seen Hovland's putt go in the hole. And Spieth and Thomas, they're 8.5, 10.5, as in they've 8.5 wins. I like that is unbelievable out of the 11 matches, sorry, that they've had. So for Victor and Tyrrell to do what they did today was exceptional, but Spieth will be kicking himself that he didn't contribute those last five holes.
Yeah, JT really had to step up to the plate towards the end, Richard, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought he was superb. A lot of question marks hanging about why he was picked, you know, given his form this year. You know, he didn't make the season finale, the FedEx series at all by being in the top 70 of the rankings. Listen, he didn't need to prove anything to anyone. His record in these matches is fantastic, and he was probably the US's best player this afternoon as well. But Victor Hovland holding that putt, and if you get a chance to watch it in the highlights later, Shane Lowry was rested this afternoon, but don't mean that Shane Lowry got rest this afternoon, because if you see him celebrating the putts on 18, he's jumping about all over the place. First up was that putt from Victor Hovland. And it ended, as you're saying, set the tone. That 18th hole belonged to Europe this afternoon on Friday in Rome.
Absolutely, because a little later, John Rahm pops up alongside Nicolai Højgaard to break the hearts of Scottie Scheffler and Brooks Koepka.
Oh, I mean, two alphas in the US team there. Nicolai Højgaard birdied the first with a big putt, and the front nine was his. It was the Danes, the young Dane making his debut. And then he just passed the ball to John Rahm, and Rahm finished eagle, par, eagle to get that tied match. And Brooks Koepka was getting into this game. He was coming back. He was looking really good. And those two, you were thinking, they're going to get that first point, that first full point on the board. But you know what? It just never happened for him in the end, because Rambo was ridiculous at the end.
Yeah, and it sounds as though he might have got under the skin of some of the Americans today. More ways than one, Richard.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka saying he acted like a child and that Brooks was an adult. I think that was just a feeling of sourness maybe walking off the 18th for Brooks Koepka. Listen, we know what Brooks is like. All we've got to say, as far as John Rahm's concerned, he let his golf do the talking, really, in the matches today. He was absolutely fantastic from the word go. And it's really interesting when you look at it. Every European in the team has already contributed to the scoreboard, whereas there's six Americans who are still rooted on 0 points. That emphasises the dominance we've seen today.
And in fairness, Scheffler Koepka was six under par, about nine. You know, it's not bad golf, but at the four ball level, it's just relentless in birdies compared to the foursomes where par can often win.
Yeah, so a half point in the Hovland-Hatton Thomas Spieth match, a half point in the Rahm Højgaard Scheffler Koepka encounter, and a half a point apiece in the end in the third of the four balls. Now, that featured Bob McIntyre and Justin Rose up against Max Homer and Wyndham Clark. But, Richard, the Americans were two up with two to play. What happened next?
Yeah, this was the finale of the day, wasn't it? And Europe wins 17. Everyone was in trouble at 17. And Justin Rose, from close to the penalty area left of the green, from a very fluffy lie, an amazing chip, knocked it to about a foot. That was given. The Americans couldn't make par there. So Europe got it back to one down. And then at 18, Wyndham Clark hits a monster drive there. He's in the box seat because Justin Rose is in the left bunker. Bob McIntyre's in the right rough, but Justin Rose makes an amazing up and down. Wyndham Clark, second, goes in the crowd. His third nearly goes in the water. He can't do better than par, and Max Homer can't make his birdie. Concluding the day, the almost perfect day for Team Europe. And once again, the 18th belonged to Luke Donald's team.
Yeah, and Justin Rose was brought in because of all his experience. He had the last putt, and he didn't let his team down, did he, Sophie?
No, he didn't. And remember, Justin Rose was not at the last Ryder Cup. He wasn't picked, and he's had a comeback year winning at Pebble Beach. The way he carried Bob McIntyre those last few holes, and that's okay. That's what he's there to do. If Bob Mac comes away today not having earned a point, he's going to be blaming himself. He hit a poor shot into 17. But they're carrying each other through. Justin Rose's celebration, he pumped his chest, he pumped the badge of Europe, that Ryder Cup badge on his chest. He looked at Bob Mac as if to say, that's for you, we're all in this together.
Yeah, he really rolled back the years with that particular moment. The final match, well, it was a match of sorts. And to be fair to Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele, they kept it going for rather longer than looked like being the case at the turn, because Rory McIlroy and in particular Matt Fitzpatrick were on fire in the first half of the match. They were six up in the blink of an eye, and Fitzpatrick was doing most of the damage.
I think Matt Fitzpatrick was six up. I think Rory was just carrying his bag and telling him how good he was.
Rory clapped very well, didn't he?
He did. I love the Matt Blitz Patrick. So yeah, they were 10 under par between them. Rory took over in the end. But I'm so pleased for Matt Fitzpatrick. He's lost all five of his Ryder Cup matches so far. Something that we've been talking about. He's known about it. He's a different player now. The baby-faced assassin. And Rory, well, he had the best seat in the house. Billy Foster, his caddy, Matt's caddy, was just shaking his head going, this guy is just on one at the moment. But the Americans fought back well. But when when you're that many down, there's just no way you can get it back.
And worth pointing out, Rory's won twice as many points as he did at Whistling Straits already.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And Matt Fitzpatrick had a very unhappy time a couple of years ago. Victor Hovland hadn't picked up a point in the Ryder Cup before. So what an extra special day for both of those.
Absolutely. Can I just point out one thing? I don't know, it's not going to happen, but you know, Europe could win the Ryder Cup tomorrow. If they win both sessions 4-0, they get 8 points, which takes them to the 14.5 needed to win the Ryder Cup. Well,
I think all of us, even if the most staunch of European supporters, don't want to see that
No,
happen.
I don't want to see it happen, but that gives you an idea of where we sit right now, that is even a feasibility.
Well, as we record this podcast, we don't know the identity of the players in Saturday's foursomes. The first match will go off at 7:35, then it's 7:50, 8:05 and 8:20. Obviously, Zach Johnson in particular has got a lot of thinking to do. Same again for Luke Donald, do you think, Sophie?
Well, you'd be a big captain to change that winning formula. I wonder how you sit Matt Fitzpatrick out. But hey, we'll see what happens. I think at least three of them pairings will be the same.
Yeah. And any particular ideas from you, Captain Kaufman, in terms of what both captains might do in the morning?
Well, I think for Zach Johnson, it's just a hope that he puts out his best players and they perform. They have got to win the Saturday foursome session and get themselves back in this Ryder Cup.
Yeah, well, of course, go to the official app or the website, because as soon as the captains make their respective pairings, they will be available to see. And, of course, it goes without saying that the Americans have got to hit the ground running. If they could just find a little bit of self-belief, who knows how things might change around. But thanks to Richard Kaufman and to Sophie Walker. That is what happened on the first day of the 2023 Ryder Cup. We can't wait to do it all again from 7 a.m. local time. You can listen on RyderCup.com and the official Ryder Cup app, as well as around the course on official headsets available here at Marco Simone. Plus, there's this very podcast at the end of each day, so make sure you subscribe to ensure that you don't miss any episodes. It is set to be another thriller. For now, thanks for joining us on the official Ryder Cup podcast, brought to you by City. From me, Marcus Buckland, and all the team, it's bye for now.